Default is not an option. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. President Biden is scheduled to sit down Wednesday with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to talk about raising the debt ceiling. The GOP wants spending cuts, but Democrats insist the nation's borrowing limit should be raised without conditions.
Our position is raise the debt ceiling,
right.
Pay the bills.
Clean.
That's our position. We are not going to negotiate with ourselves, okay? That's our position. If the Republicans want to put something on the table and say this is what we want to cut, well, then we can have a conversation.
Congressman Adam Smith on Fox News Sunday. Reform is happening within the Memphis Police Department following a deadly beating. This as a prominent attorney weighs in on whether race was a factor.
Ben Crump says the tragedy of Tyre Nichols emphasizes that it doesn't matter if officers are black, white, or any other race or ethnicity. On ABC's This Week, he said a major part of the problem lies in a particular culture existing in law enforcement.
That makes it somehow allowed that they can use this type of excessive force and brutality against people of color.
Crump argues it's the race of the citizen, not the cop, that determines the level of force. The Scorpion unit the ex-cops were part of to police high crime areas has been disbanded.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. No suspects in California, where a ritzy neighborhood of L.A. was the scene of a mass shooting. It happened yesterday at a multi-million dollar rental home in Beverly Crest.
Officers finding three people dead, located inside a vehicle. Four others were wounded, two of them taken by private vehicles to area hospitals. Two victims in critical condition and two stable, according to authorities.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. America's listening to Fox News.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spontaneous combustion in California has left the front end of a Tesla charred.
By the time firefighters got there, the whole car was engulfed in flames. Thankfully, no one was hurt. This happened near Sacramento on a busy highway Saturday afternoon. Sacramento Metro Fire District officials say nothing unusual happened before the fire, and the driver was going at a normal speed. They say the white Model S's battery compartment just caught fire, and it took two fire trucks, a water tender, a ladder truck, and 6,000 gallons of water to get the battery to stop burning. The EV company claims that overall, their vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than fuel-powered ones. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
We're learning more about a deadly rollover crash on a highway in Iowa. The four people who died and the nine people who were hurt were not using seatbelts or child car seats. One adult and three children ages 4, 2, and 1 were ejected from the vehicle. At the time of Friday's accident, Highway 20 in Wellsburg was covered in snow and ice. A deadly encounter with a great white shark in the waters off Mexico.
The first fatal shark attack of 2023 has claimed the life of a man in Mexican waters. Manuel Lopez was diving for shellfish in Tobari Bay in the Gulf of California back on January 5th when he was decapitated by a great white shark. The 19-foot-long predator struck at a depth of about 50 feet, according to the website TrackingSharks.com. Two other fishermen who were with Lopez witnessed the gruesome scene. Divers in the area had been forewarned, however, of an increased presence of sharks. Great whites are known to cruise the waters of the Sea of Cortez in the months of December and January as pregnant females feed in the area. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Last February, another diver was killed in the same area. Pam Husso, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.